We're up to Cheshom and Aleph. Hahumavui. Hahumavui akum dahavi b'shura. Koruch budya oshivu beibat mumushe. There was a mavui that was opened on two ends to Rishus Arabim, but not the opposite ends. No, it's like an L. It's an L. Koruch budya oshivu beibat mumushe. They took a mat. They wrapped it around. They and they put it up as a lechi in the place where the mavui curved around. Omer Rav Chisda, halo karava lo kishmua. He had that one holds you don't need anything in the place where it bends because it's considered like two separate mavuos, and all you need is a lechi or a korah in the ends that are open to shusarabim, and the other end is considered closed up completely. And that's Shmuel, and Rav holds that you need Tzuras HaPesach. So the Rav Domer Torasuk Mefulis Tzuras HaPesach boy, the Shmuel Domer Torasuk is Sosum Honey Mili Lechi Ma'alya, Aval Hai Kima the Noshim Bezik of the Shodi Leilo Klumbu. And even according to Shmuel, at least you need a Lechi. Now, Shaila, where this Budya was, Rashi says, like the picture here, picture 48, the Budya, the mat that was curled up as a Lechi, was in the place where the Mavui bent. And even though, Shmuel said you don't need anything over there, but in this situation, you need a lechi in the middle, because they only put a lechi on one end, Rashi says. And here are these two ends open into Shusarabim. They only put a lechi in one of them. The other one, they didn't put a lechi. So therefore, the one that has the lechi needs this budya to separate it from the other mavui, which is open on the other side. That's what we'll see in what Rashi says. And the Ran says this budya was instead of a lechi on one of the openings to Rosh Hashanah. The Ikra, the Gemara is coming to tell me, is that this budya doesn't count as a lechi. Right, this is not a lechi because it's going to be blown away in the wind. Where it says the inoits beisichs of the chavre chavre, but if you put a nail in or a peg or whatever, so it won't be blown away in the wind, then even this is considered a lechi. Rashi, budya machzelis as a mat. So they rolled up the mat and they made it into a lechi. Well, shivu beibak mumusei, b'nei rosho echad osu lechi l'tischot. One of the sides of this mavui, one of the foot or the head of the L, made a lechi on their Rishus HaRabim side open. But machzelis lak mimuso, they put this machzelis in the place where the mavui bent. U'v'nei rosho acher lo osu l'tischot lechi. The other side didn't make a lechi. So if both sides would have made a lechi in the Rishus HaRabim, where they're open to Rishus HaRabim, you wouldn't need anything in the middle. But since one side didn't want to make, their mavi was open, so now this mavi had to separate itself from the other mavi by putting a lechi in the place where it bent. Hani mili lechi ma'alik, sheish lechayayim mishnei roshin, when there's a lechi on both ends, then you need a regular lechi. Ulaloshin mori tzorich ak mimisu lechi levad mi oson shem b'shnei rosha. And according to Mori Hazokain, remember we had before, he held that Shmuel holds you need at least a lechi. Rav holds you need Tzuras HaPesach where it bent. And Shmuel held you need at least a lechi. You don't need a Tzuras HaPesach, you need a lechi. And the other pshat in Rashi was that all you need is a lechi to the two ends that open to Shurab. You need nothing in the bend. Lo mishnah, okay, let's go on. Gufa. Om Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Om Rav. Mavui shenifrats b'miluo l'chotzer. Now we're going back to the case we had before. A mavui that was opened completely into a chotzer. The nifrats a chotzer kenegdo. And the chotzer was opened into Rishus HaRavim, opposite the place where the mavui was opened into the chotzer. Muteris. Chatzar muteres, umavu yasser. The chatzar is muter, because the opening into Rishus HaRabim is a Pesach, it's less than 10 amos, and it's not mostly open, it's mostly closed. And the place where it opens into the mavui has closing on both sides, So it's a closed chatzar, and it's you're allowed to carry there. But the mavui is aser, because the mavui is considered parutz to what's it called, it's like, it's considered like a mavui mefulish, one possibility we had in the machlokas before, or the, if they didn't make an eruv, it's open into a place that they're not allowed to carry completely, and something that's open to a place that you can't carry in your own place also. So Mara says, Omer le rabba bar ula le rabbeifoy bar abaya, Rebbe, lo mishnasenu hizu, l'chora, there's a mitherish of Mishnah. What do you need Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba in the name of Rav to tell me this halacha, right? It's a mitherish of Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Chatzar ktana, shenifritza l'gdola, right? If you have a small chatzar that's opened directly into a big chatzar, then the halacha is gedola muteres, so ktana asura, mitnei shehi kapischa shel gedola. The gedola is muteres, because they're separated from the what's it called from the ktana, but the ktana is aser because it is bottled to the big one. And since they didn't make an eruv together, it's opened into a place that they can't carry, and therefore they can't carry in their own chatzar. See Rashi. We set up the case talking about they didn't make an eruv one with the other. The isura de mavui mishum da asri le b'nei chotzeru. The reason that the mavui is also because it's open totally into a place that they can't carry. Okay. Lo mishnasenu hi heter chotzer tanina the isur mavui tanina. We have a Mishnah that tells me both halachas, that the chatzar would be mutter in such a case, and the mavui would be asr, similar to the case of the chatzar cotton, which is asr, and the chatzar gadol, which is mutter. Chatzar ktana shenifritza b'milua l'gdola, right? The chatzar ktana is open totally into the big one. Okay, there's no walls at all closing up even a portion of the opening, so it can't be considered a Pesach. Pesach has to have at least something on the side. Here there's nothing on the sides. Totally open. One wall into the gedola. So gedola muteris, velo asri b'nei ktana olayu, and the fact that the gedola is open in the ktana, and they can't carry there because they didn't make an eruv, right, doesn't make a difference. V'legabi gedola pesach, v'yesh v'shir mikana mikan, v'havi k'shtei chatzeru, su pesach echad b'neim. Because l'mais, if you're standing in the gedola, the walls of the ktana close off part of the what's it called of the opening, right? It's a case of nira b'chutz, the lo nira b'fnim, right? The picture over here is there. No, it's mamish the same picture as the mavui, except instead of the mavui and the rechava, it's what's it called? This is the chutzer gdola, and the mavui is the chutzer ktana. Okay, just they're both square, so they're both chatzeros. Or there's no houses and chatzeros opened into it. So that makes it a chatzer, not a mavui. So you have two chatzeros. Instead of the mavui, it's a chatzer. So if you're standing in the chatzer gadol, this opening is a pesach, because it's closed on this side, and an opening in the middle. But if you're standing in the chatzer cotton, there's no wall that you can see. All you see is a total opening. And these walls are outside your vision, therefore they don't count for you. So from the chatzer cotton to the chatzar gadol, it's open b'milua. And therefore, what's it called? If they didn't make an eruv, since these people can't carry here, they can't carry in their own chatzar either. But the people in the chatzar gadola, if they look towards the chatzar ktana, they see a pesach. They see a wall with an opening in the middle, and therefore they're two separate, what's it called, areas. And even though they didn't make an eruv between them, so they can't carry from here to here, then if they can't both carry in the same rishos, but the people in the chatzar gadola carry in their rishos. And the people in this chatzar have no connection to them. There's a pesach that separates them. So each one's considered separate. What? No, the wall's talking where it's enough on each side. What? Oh. Yeah, that doesn't, because the wall's considered like it goes all the way up. So the fact that you can see over the wall doesn't make a difference. And what if you're short? It's the wall's considered like it goes all the way out Shemai. So the fact that you can see it, it's not actually seeing it. It means that it's basically blocked by a mechitza, right? That the walls of the Mavli are mechitza that block the other one from being connected to, or having shaychus to you. That's what it means. Okay. Lo mishnosenu. Okay. Chotzer Tanakh, we said, is there any? The Legabi Gdola Pesachu. Legabi the Gdola, the Chotzer Ktana has a Pesach. The Yeshva Shir Mikan and Mikan. Because it's part of the wall on each side. Zavi Kishne Chatzeros, a Pesach Echad, they name it. You have two Chatzeros with a door in between, in other words, a door opening in between. So the halacha is Lo Asr Nadodi. If they didn't make an Eruv together, each one's mutter by itself, because each one's a separate entity. If they made an Eruv together, then it helps. But you don't need an Eruv. It's for each one to carry in their own separate place. Well, the common Moki, Lo B'Sha'in K'tana, Rechava Yosem Mi'Eser. It's talking where the K'tana is not Eser Amos. D'i Yosem Mi'Eser, Lo Havi Pesach, Gabi Gdola. Because if the Chatzar K'tana would be wider than 10 Amos, then Enichanami, it's an opening, but it's an opening that's wider than a Pesach. Pesach can only be 10 Amos or less. Can't be more than 10 Amos. So if the Chatzar K'tana is wider than 10 Amos, so the area that it's opened into the Gedola, even though it has what's it called, walls on the side, but an area opening more than 10 Amos can't be a Pesach. So then it would be awesome. V'Ktana Asura, V'Dei La Pesachu. L'Gabi the K'tana is not a Pesach, El Pirtza. The Nasis Rishusin, So B'nei Gedola, Shar Nisarvi Mine. Right? And the K'tana becomes part of the Rishus of the Gdola, and therefore, what's it called? It becomes awesome, because I don't know what Rashi says, Shar Nisarvo Yimahem, the Chor Min Shalom Nisarvo Yimahem. The Ketan is awesome because it's opened Bimigluo into the Gedola, and the Gedola is not allowed to carry into the Gedola. Okay. Omer Le Rav, Mar says, why do I need Rav? Rav Yirmiyah, in the name of Rav Yirmiyah Bar Arba, in the name of Rav, to tell me this halacha of mavush and nifras b'milua lechotzer is exactly the same case of chotzer ketan and chotzer gedola. Where it says Omer le ine hasun. So Rav said, if it would be just on the Mishnah, you wouldn't know my halacha. Have amina honey mila heched lo kadarsi barav. Aval heched the kadarsi barav and ema filu chotzer nami. Right? What's it called? If I only had the case of the two chatzeros. That's because they're not open to Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, the Chatzar Gedola is Mutter, and the Chatzar Ketan is also. But in the case over here, where the Mavui was Nifrat into a Chatzar, the Chatzar is open into Rishus HaRabim. So the Rabim come through that opening, go through the Chatzar, and into the Mavui. So it's Darse Bei Rabim, right? There's Rabim going through this Pesach. So I might think that breaks up the Pesach. Because the rabbin come through. Afilu chatzer nami should be asur, right? So the Gemara says, v'hanami t'rashis rashi, till here. Omer le rav, heter chatzer ashminen. Afal gav the nifritz of the kosli asheni. The dar say rabbin, mishus ha-rabbin zu, derech chatzer umavui. Since it's open, in the case of the two chatzeros, they're not open at all to rishus ha-rabbin. But in the case of the mavui and the chatzer, they're both open to rishus ha-rabbin. And people will come in to one end here. They'll come in through this Rishus HaRabim, walk straight through the Chatzar and the Mavui into the next Rishus HaRabim. Same thing this way. So I might think, since Darsei Barabim, this isn't considered a Pesach anymore. It breaks up the Pesach, and they're both considered one Rishus, and they didn't make an Eruv. Not really one Rishus, but both considered two Rishuyos that are open to each other without a Pesach, because the Rabim break up this Pesach. So now, even the Chatzar Gedola, even the Chatzar will be also, and not only the Mavu.
People will walk Chatzar.
What?
People will have to walk Chatzar.
Yeah. It's only moving, carrying things. Walking can walk.
I'm saying for the public to walk in private property.
Oh, no. People do come. I'm saying they let people come into their Mavu or whatever. They don't keep people out. Even the people themselves walk through to get to another Rishus around. The people who live in the Chatzar walk through the Mavu. Okay. People who live in the Chatzar walk through the Mavli. Derech Chatzar Mavli. Dimi Hashem Avinu Mishum Dalo Darsi Rabim. Dehar Gedola No Nifritz Of The Kol Slashen. might think that the case of the two chatzeros, it's mutter to carry in the big chatzer because nobody comes into that chatzer into the other one. They don't travel from the Rishus HaRabim through that chatzer into the other chatzer. But if they did, that rabim would break up the Pesach. So Mara says that also we have a Mishnah. V'hanami tanina, that also is a Mishnah. That the rabbin, Baki Bey Rabbin, doesn't take away the din of Rishus HaYochid. Where, Chotzer Shaharabim Nichnosim Lavazu, Vyosom Vazu. You have a Chotzer, it's open on both ends. The Rishus HaRabim. It's a Chotzer that's just almost like this case of the Chotzer in the Mavoy, except it's just a Chotzer. Chotzer is open on one end to Rishus HaRabim with a Pesach, that's less than 10 amos, and mostly standing walls, and it's a regular Pesach, and on the other end there's another Pesach. Same thing, mostly standing walls, less than 10 amos. But they come from one Rishus HaRabim, walk through the chatzer, go into the other Rishus HaRabim. Okay? So what's the halacha? Rishus HaRabim Latuma. Since the rabbin are constantly traveling through that chatzer, it's Rishus HaRabim Latuma. Tuma, you need a private place. That's not halacha of Rishuyos with mechitzas or whatever. It's a halacha of privacy. Because we learn it from Sota. And the Sota, the people who were over the Isser, right, were not in a place where there was a rabbin walking through, you know, and waving at them. Right? They were in a very private situation. Right? Just the two of them. There wasn't even three people there. Once there's three people, it's already a rabbin. Right? So here, it's not private. But Rishus HaYochid, the Shabbos. Shabbos has nothing to do with privacy. Shabbos, you can have a million people, but if there's proper mechitzas, it's Rishus HaYochid. Here, there's proper mechitzas because the Pesach is a Pesach. So Mara says, Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos. Mara says, no. Even the Hashem, so you see over there, the Rabbin don't take away the din of a Rishus HaYochid. Right? The Mechitzas and the Pesach still is considered a Pesach, even though there's Rabbin that go from one through to the other. So Mara says, no. Even the Hashem, Havi Amino Hanimi Lezeh Shalom Keneged Zeh. I might think that's only if the two openings are not parallel to each other, not open one into the other, but they're staggered. Okay? Aval I might think that where one is mamish opposite the other, not staggered, and they mamish walk straight in from this side, go right out the other side, that really breaks up the mechitzas. Right? You have Robin walking from this side directly to the other side. If they have to walk at this side, walk to the side, and then walk out, so each mechitza, each pesach, the pesach by itself. But here it's mamish straight through, open straight through, then it breaks up the pesach. So I might think it's awesome. Rashi. Rishus HaRabim Latuma, Usfeika Tor. The halach is Sofek Tuma Rishus HaRabim is Tor. Tosefek Tuma Misota Gamrin. Where do we learn the halachas of Sofek Tuma? That Sofek Tuma is Tame and Rishus HaYochid from Sota. Uve Sota, Bechi Hai Chotzer, Lab Mokum Yichu, Nishtiru. It's a place that's not private. As long as it's not private, there's people walking in and out of this Chotzer constantly. Right, that's not a private place. But for Shabbos, you don't need a private place. You need a place with mechitzas. It has the mechitzas. So you see, the rabbin don't break up the mechitzas. Aval zekineged zeh. Mara says no. If I only had that case, I would say that enichanami. If it's open on both sides, they don't break the mechitzas. It's only if the openings are staggered. Lo havi lechotzer rishus hayochid the Shabbos. Hash tashmina zekinegdo afilu hachi muteris. Even if it's mamish opposite, it's mutter. Mara says, ule rabba do omer zekineged zeh asur. The Rabbah my Mokila. But according to Rabbah, who says in Yenachanami, if the openings are not staggered, then it's Taka Asr. So the case where it's Mutter has to be talking where it's not staggered. Then why is that again different than the case of the Chatzeros that are open into Rishus HaRabim? Right? Well, you can't say the reason is to tell me that even if it's not staggered, it's Mutter. Because according to Rabbah, Rab holds it's Asr if it's not staggered. So it's a Betharish Mishnah. Tarte Lamali, why do you need both cases? Where it says, Ime Hashem Havi Amino Hanimi Ledisro. It's a Rishus HaYochid the Gabi Shabbos Lechumra. That if you throw something into there, you chayv achatas. If you throw from Rishus HaRabim into this chotzer that's opened on both ends, right, it's Rishus HaYochid and you chayv achatas. But, Avol Tal Pleim Alo, but Lekul, that's not a Rishus HaYochid. You can't carry in there, because the Rabim come and Mevatel Mechitzas, at least Midrabana. Kamash Malah, no, that even the Chkula, you can even carry in there, the Rabim don't break up the Mechitzas. Right? And if you only had one case, I would say that the case where it says that it's the Rishus HaYochid means Lechumra, not Lechula. Only Minat Torah is Rishus HaYachid. But the Rabban is not Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, Rabba said the name of Rav. The other case, to tell me that the Rabbim don't break it up, even the Kula, you're allowed to carry them. Rashi. Aval zekin egetzeh lo havi lechotz Rishus HaYachid the Shabbos, hashtash minin de kenegdo afi lo hachim uteris. Even though it's not staggered, it's still mutter. Well, the Rabba domer la'el, aval zekin egetzeh havi movi mefulish v'asr. According to Rabba, who says in Rav, that if the openings from the Mavui to the Chatzar and the Chatzar to Rishus HaRabim are continuous, then it's Osir. So, Ha the Rab, the Maimokimla. The Zeshalo Keneged Zeh. Has to be that Rab is talking in a case where it's staggered. If it's staggered, why do you need two cases, a Mishnah and what Rab said? The Alkorcha Kenegdo Dekoma Rab Lav Davka. Doesn't mean Kenegdo Mamish. It means in the other side, but staggered. O Kimna Tami the Rab Ishlo Irvo. Aval Irvo Afilu Mavui Mutu. Tarti lomili, so why do you need two cases? Hot tana la chaser sharab nichnasim la bezu. We have a Mishnah that tells me fairish that a chaser that they walk in one side, walk out the other side, is a rishus hayachid legabe Shabbos. It has to be talking where it's staggered. Because if it's not staggered, it's not a rishus hayachid legabe Shabbos. Umilsa de rab, le mishtari a chaser, nina mistama, vafilu ze keneged ze. The chosh came to ze shalo keneged ze. The iser mavoy meidich masnis and the chaser ktana shamina. Right? The Maisa, I would all know all of this in the Mishnayos. Why do I need Rav for it? If I only had that Mishnah, I would say it's the Rishus HaYachid L'Gabi Shabbos L'Chumra. That if you throw something in there, you chayev chatas. Because it's a real Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah. Aval l'taltum b'socho emalo mishtariya mid rabbanan l'gz rabbanan l'leg. And I think it's awesome for the Rabbanan to carry them. Even though it's Rishus HaYachid, the Rabbanan answered it. Kamash Malah, no, Rav's case, that even though Rav didn't walk through, since it's staggered, at least according to Rav, this Okimta, according to Rava, right, it's still considered Rishus HaYachid, even with the Rabbanan, and you're allowed to carry them. Kamash Malah, Rav Muteres. Have patience in a few days we'll get some swagadita. Itmar. Movi ho'osu kenedl. It's not a kenedl. It's a movi that's made like a centipede. A nadel is a centipede. So Rashi learns what it means is this case. Picture 49. Here's the Mavui, and there are, Batim and Chatseros opened into it, and the Mavui has, entrances and exits on both sides. Tosa says it's not talking where they're mamish mefulish, because that just complicates the whole thing with the, they're staggered. He doesn't show Tosa's case, I don't know why. Because I guess it's only going on Rashi. But Tosa says that they're staggered. In other words, this one is closed on this side and open on this side. This one's open on this side and closed on this side. So instead of being this Mavui opened to two ends of Rishus HaRabim over here, it's staggered. This is over and the opening's over there. Where is it? It's in the Gemara. Oh, Tosa, yeah, look at Tosa. You'll see that it's staggered. Okay. So there was a mavui that was made like a centipede. Om Rabaya, Osa Tzuras HaPesach LeGodol, the Hanach Kulu Mishtaru Belechi V'Korah. So what do you have to do? So Abaya said what you have to do is like this. To the big mavui, you have to put a Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, in other words, this is the big mavui, and the little mavuis extend on both sides of that big mavui. There's Rishus HaRabim, and all around is Rishus HaRabim. The back is closed. So you have now a big mavui, but it's like each one of these little ones is a mavui akum. So you have a Tzuras HaPesach at the head of the big mavui, and then a Lechi and Korah at the ends where the little mavui is open into Rishus HaRabim, you have a Lechi or a Korah. So you have a Tzuras HaPesach over here, and a Lechi and Korah on each of these openings on both sides. Okay? It's like a regular mavui akum. Okay. That's what Abaye says. Omer le Rava, Kaman ke Shmuel. Omer to Rasul ke Sosum. You're going like Shmuel, who says that a Mavui Akum has a din of Sosum, and therefore all you need is a Lechi Vakora on the, what's it called, on these. All of these things are considered, since this what's it called, has a Turis HaPesach, all the other ones are considered not in the foolish. They're considered a Mavui Akum, and all you need is a Lechi Vakora on the other side. That's like Shmuel. But according to Rav, that a Mavli Akum, right? That's why it's a Mavli Akum, because it curves around. Each one is an L, right? Each one is straight, but it's also an L. So with the L, right, it's Lamaisa Mefulish into Rishus HaRav. You wouldn't have the Surah Sapesa, it'll be Mefulish on both sides. So therefore, it's not enough just to have a Surah Sapesa on one side and a Lechi Vakor on the other side. Right. According to Rav, it's considered a Mavi Mefulish.
In that picture, it's only considered the main one because it's the longest one, physically longer?
What?
In other words, why wouldn't someone say that one of the other ones is the main entrance and it is Mefulish? In other words, what defines that as the main entrance?
Yeah, again, Rashi's thing, it's not, none of the other ones are Mefulish, one to the other. They're all standard. Omer le Rava Kaman ke Shmuel, the Omer Torosu, if it goes like Shmuel who says that it's Sosum Lom le Turis HaPesach. You don't need a Turis HaPesach even on the other end. One end is closed, all the other ones are like L's, so all you should need is a Lechi Vekora on all the openings. You don't need anything on the curved part. Okay? Mela, why would you need a Turis HaPesach on any opening? Va'od, Hu Mavui Akum, Tahavi Ben Harda, and I prove to you this is right, there was a Mavui Akum that was in Harda. The Choshula Lidarav, right, and they were Choshesh for Rav, right? And according to Rav, you needed what's it called, right, according to Rav, you need, what's it called, Glossos, no? Yeah. Not enough, just one Turis HaPesach and a Lechi Vakora. Let's see Rashi until here. Nadel. Sheret sheishlo aglayim harbe. Kitanya p'toris koanim. Marber aglayim is a nadel. It's a centipede. Movu yo'osi k'nadel. Shepsuchim lo mavos harbe. V'roshem psuchim l'shus harabim. V'rosho pasuch l'shus harabim achir. It's where a lot of mavuos are open into that main mavui. It's a bigger mavui. Small mavuos are opened into the main mavui, and the mavui, the big mavui is open on one end to Rishus HaRabim, one end is closed, and what's it called, and the other mavuos form a wall for that mavui, and the what's it called, the little mavuos are also open to Rishus HaRabim on the sides. Also, Tzuras HaPesach leGadol, be'echad mishnei roshav, you make a Tzuras HaPesach on one end of the Gadol, v'acherim k'tanim, mishdru b'lechi v'kori, v'rashayim al p'nei Rishus HaRabim. Keman k'shmuel, da'omer mavui akum, torasa k'sasa. A mavui akum is considered closed. To'akom mavuos k'tanos halolo, mavuos akumosem. Nichnas b'derach zeh, v'yoseh b'derach zeh. Deka'omres lo boy, tikum lak mumiso k'shmuel. You walk in one, then you make a curve, and you go, walk out the other one. That's a mavui akum, where both ends are Rishus HaRabim, but it's not Mefulish one to the other one. Mara says, Hachi Gashin, Lama li Tzuras HaPesach, Hamai Atzrach Tzuras HaPesach leGadol, Ho Iu Nomi Ein Pilusha Mechuvanim. Lamaisa, this one also, why do you need a Tzuras HaPesach over here? If every Mavui Akum is considered Sosum, then this big one is also a Mavui Akum. Because on this end, it's closed up completely. Elamai, it's open to Rishus HaRabim over here and over here. That's a Mavui Akum. Right? So why would you need a Tzuras HaPesach over here? If a Mavui Akum is considered closed, then this Mavui is basically a closed Mavui. And the fact that it curves around to another Rishus HaRabim, you look at it as two separate things. And that's not considered open. If it's not considered open, why do you need Tzuras HaPesach? Why do you need Tzuras HaPesach over here? It should be enough, a Lechi Vekora on every single opening. You should never need a Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, basically, I think Rashi, Tosus doesn't say it's talking, what's it called, that Rashi argues. It's just that Rashi doesn't seem to say it, but you have to say it like that. Otherwise, it's more foolish by itself. It's not a Mavui Akum. Tosus doesn't say that, what's it called, Rashi says differently than Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam explains that's what Rashi means. Anyway, how could you hold like Shmuel? Right? If you hold like Shmuel, why didn't you turn to Pesach? And Lamaisa ben Ardo v'chashu the Rav kinom Leah. Romalei chumr the Rav v'chumr the Shmuel. That you need what's it called, that there were choshesh for both chumras. That it's considered a mavi mafulish, and also for a mafulish, you need what's it called, you need glosses. Where it says, Elamai osa turis Pesach, let's see, the Gemara. Elo Amarava Osa Turis HaPesach Lekulu Lahai Gisa the Idav Gisa Mishtar Balech V'Korah. You have to make a Turis HaPesach on all of them on one end, right? In other words, you need, like in the Akmimus, where it curves, you're going to need a Turis HaPesach. So you're going to need a Turis HaPesach over here and over here and over here, and on the other end a Lechi V'Korah, one end on every single one, because that's the middle where it curves. If you look at each one separately, it's an L. So at that L, you're going to need a Tzuras HaPesach. The bottom picture? Yeah, okay, you need a Tzuras HaPesach over here,
yeah.
And a Lechi V'Korah on the other side. Exactly. Okay. So wherever the curve is, you're going to need a Tzuras HaPesach to make them separate Mavuos, and that will take away the Pilush, and you'll need a, what's it called, a Lechi V'Korah on the other openings, on the other end, and at the end of the big one. Okay. Omer Rav Kahana bar Tachlifa, Mishmeid Rav Kahana bar Minyumi, Mishmeid Rav Kahana bar Malchio, Mishmeid Rav Kahana Rabbei Derav. Right? So, Rav Kahana bar Tachlifa, said in the name of Rav Kahana bar Minyumi, these were all Rav Kahanas, just different Rav Kahanas, okay? Who said in the name of Rav Kahana bar Malchio, who said in the name of Rav Kahana, who was the Rebbe of Rav, another Rav Kahana, we don't mention his father's name. The Amrilon, some people say Rav Kahana bar Malchio, Hainu Rav Kahana Rabbi the Rav. There wasn't a different Rav Kahana who was the Rebbe of Rav. It was Rav Malchio, Rav Kahana bar Malchio, who was the Rebbe of Rav. It wasn't two different people. That was that Rav Kahana. Mavui Shetzido Echad Oruch, the Shetzido Echad Katzim. Okay, now we're going on a completely new thing. Okay, we finished with all these Mavui Mufulishes. Okay, now we're up to back to a regular Mavui, where is the Korah? You have a mavui that one end of the mavui is longer than the other end. Okay, here. Picture 52. The mavui ends where one wall ends before the other wall ends. So you can put the korah on a diagonal, right? That's one way you can do it. Or you can put the korah straight, but you'll be eliminating the part of this wall from the mavui. The longer wall, part of it will be, like the second case. You can put it either on the diagonal, or you can put it straight across, and the, what's it called, part of the mavui will be out then of the korah. Right, part of this wall will be completely outside the korah. Okay. So, Neshayim. Rava Omar, one second. So what do they say? Mavui should see though echad oruch, the see though echad katzer. Pachos mi arba amos, if the wall, the longer wall extends less than arba amos, more than the shorter wall, meinichas hakorah balachse. You're allowed to put the korah on a slant. Okay. Arba amos ainu meinichas hakorah ela kineged hakatzer. If it's more than arba amos, right? More than arba amos, right? Which is the minimum shear of a mavui, then it's like another mavui. And you can't put it on a diagonal, then you can only put it straight across, and you lose that arba amos place to carry. What? I know. This picture says pachos me arba amos, then you can put it on the diagonal. What?
According to the picture, you haven't gained the mavui.
Yeah, this side you can go till the korah. You can carry till the korah. What? Yeah, whatever. But underneath here is farther out than here. On this side you can carry. Now you can carry till the korah on where it is over here. So you can. It's going to be on a alachson underneath. But you're going to have that whole diagonal. What's in the diagonal is okay. But if you put it straight across, you, this whole area in here is no good.
Well, they drew the picture, doesn't it?
They
changed the before they did.
Right here. Yeah, but it's no. But look on the floor. You'll see the line on the floor includes a little bit of this gray area. Over here, it doesn't include any of the gray area. Some of the blotches are out when it's straight across. Look at the line on the floor. Till that place you can carry. So here you can carry all the balatot.
That's the shadow.
No, but that's exactly the thing. That's where that area is under the korah.
No, but the korah goes on the wall. The shadow is inside the wall, the whole balatot row. So we shouldn't look at the shadow.
You should look at the shadow. You should look at this. The shadow is the place, if you consider the korah going down, it goes to where that shadow is.
But the shadow is an angle. It's not straight.
The shadow is at an angle. What? The Korah is also. When the Korah is on an angle, the shadow is on an angle. It's talking where the sun is directly overhead.
Forget about the Lato.
Where the sun is directly overhead, that's what you're going to get.
Picture 53.
Yeah.
I'm looking at 53. You can see that the shadow is inside the
about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
That's one with Zaladamos.
No, no, no. It's just forget. It's not a shadow. If you extend the thing down and write a mark on this other shadow, it's a black line they wrote on the black to see what's under the korah. That's all. Not a shadow. So they took a magic marker and made a line in the mavui that's exactly under the korah. So when the korah is on a diagonal, the line's on a diagonal, and it includes more area in the mavui than if it's not on a diagonal.
Remember, you could see from the picture with the Pesach of the chotzer.
Yeah.
That it's about 3:30 in the afternoon, not directly 12 at night.
At night, for sure, it's not. Okay. Arba amos eino menichas akorah, okay, neged akotzer. But if it's more than arba amos extended out, then you have to put it, what's it called, straight across. Rava omar, echad zeh ve'echad zeh eino menichas akorah, okay, neged akotzer. It doesn't make a difference if it's arba amos more or less, you always have to put it straight across. The ema, as I said to him, the ema time of the di, the ema time of the do. I'll explain my reasoning, why I hold what I hold, and I'll explain why the what's it called? Why Rav Kahana, right? Why Rav Kahana holds what he holds, and I'll explain why I hold what I hold. Rava said, ema time of the di, korah time of my mishum heker, uvelachson lo havi heker. The purpose of the korah is to be a heker. And if it's on a diagonal, it's not a heker. The people underneath don't really see that it's an end of the mavui, right? Because it's not clear where it ends. Here, it's clear, straight across. Therefore, the heker can only be straight, can't be on a diagonal. Ve'ema taima didu, korah mishumai mishumachitza. And those who argue on me and say that if it's less than arba amos, you can put it on a diagonal, they hold the heker, the korah is mechitza. And you look like the end of the korah goes down, and a mechitza can be on a diagonal. Therefore, they say if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, which is a real mechitza, right? It's not a make believe mechitza like a korah, right? It's a real mechitza that can be on a diagonal for sure. A tzuras ha-pesach. Uvelach, so no me have a mechitza. Mechitza can be on an angle too. Om Rav Kahana, hoel u'shmaisa. The kahani he, Rav Kahana said, since this shmaisa is all these kahanas, right? So I'll say something about it. Since I'm also a kahana, I have something to say about the kahana shmaitze. Eimo bo milsa. Hoda amras miniach hakorah balachson, lo amran ela she'ein balachson yosem mi'eser. That's only if on the diagonal it's going to be less than 10 amas from one end of the diagonal to the other. But if it's more than 10 amas, right here, if you put this on a diagonal, it's less than 4 amas away, but the walls are separated from each other, let's say exactly 10 amas. So it's kosher if you put it straight, because it's not a 10 amas opening. But if you're going to follow the korah on a diagonal, it's going to be more than 10 amas. Then it's no good. The korah can't be more than 10 amas, even if the opening of the mavui is 10 amas or less. Aval yesh b'lachson yosu mi'esu divrei hakohen minichal k'neged hakotzer. Okay, Rashi. Chido echad Aruch, v'nimshach kos l'rishus harabim, yosem mikos l'asheni, kazeh. One end extends into the rishus harabim more than the other side. Okay, we saw the picture. In pachas mi'arba amas, odif zal chadero minir kor balachsom, ishtamish kan baruch alakam b'tzor. And then, underneath, you're allowed to be mishtamish as far as the korah goes over the longer wall, and as far as the korah goes over the shorter wall. On that diagonal, you're allowed to be mishtamish till the area that the korah stops. So it stops a little bit farther on this side, a little bit less on this side. Arba amos eno miniach korah, rosh kosel ha'aruch, ela konesh lefnim, me rosho keneged rosh kosel ha'kosher miniach. But if it's more than four amos, you can't put the korah on a diagonal, you have to put it straight across, and then you lose all that area under that would have been under the diagonal. Uvalachson lo havi hakeira, sharoa b'nei mobi nimshochim nishtamshim b'sharab, mechutz mikeneged kosel ha'kosher, omer mutl nishtamshim b'sharab, v'ishein oso odev dumya shiehe b'd min amobas. Because if it's a hecker, then when it's on a diagonal, people are going to see, hey, you're carrying over here in this corner, and there's no wall opposite that. So you see, you can carry just around it because it's outside the mavui. If you look this way, you're outside the mavui, right? So enochinami, you're still within one wall of the mavui, but you're outside the other wall of the mavui. So if it's out to hecker, there's no hecker over here because people are going to say, you see, it's not part of the mavui; it's outside the mavui. But they're looking at this wall, right? And therefore, you see, you can carry Rishus HaRabim. That's what's it called? That's one. That's one shita. That it won't help on a diagonal if the purpose of the korah is for a heker. But if the korah is a mechitza, then the mechitza goes on an angle. So what? So that's fine. Shein balachson yosem yaser shamavi kotzer l'rochvo harbe. If the mavui is very narrow, then there's not going to be 10 amas even on diagonal, even with the less than 4 amas. Then you're going to be okay. But if the mavui is wide, then the diagonal is going to be much more than 10 amas, then what's it called? No good. Comes out that the pesach of this mavui, which is on the diagonal, is more than 10 amas. Because you measure it on the diagonal, and on the diagonal is more than 10 amos. Shari kol tachas ha-korah v'pesach. Anything underneath that korah is part of the pesach, and that's more than 10 amos. So therefore, what's it called? It's no good. Okay, we'll continue on Sunday. I hope it doesn't happen to me. Okay.
It happened to you. It's okay with me.